大家好，早起。
Good morning, everyone.
你呢通坐较轻松淡薄。
You can relax, sit and relax.
感谢上帝，给咱一段敬拜伊的时间。
Praise God for giving us a time of worship.
当主耶稣伫世上的最尾一礼拜。
During the last week of Jesus' life on earth.
伫礼拜四的早起。
During a Thursday morning.
咱今仔日咧要来纪念两千年前的这个日子。
And so today we're going to commemorate that day more than 2,000 years ago.
主的门徒来问耶稣。
The disciples came and asked Jesus.
你要去阮伫倒落预备逾越节的晚餐。
Where would you like us to go and prepare the Passover?
耶稣就差派两个门徒。
And Jesus sent two disciples.
对因讲
and said to them,
恁入了城，必有人拿着一盘水迎面而来，恁就带着伊到伊所入去的房啊来去。
When you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house.
主耶稣有备办。
Jesus had prepared.
但是当你看中文的圣经哦
，But if you look at the Chinese translation.
伊讲必有人拿着一盆水。
You will see a man carrying a jar of water.
无十分清楚。
And it's not very clear in the English translation.
但是英文的就清楚了。
The Chinese is not clear, but clearer in the English translation.
必有人，什么人呢
？Someone, there's going to be a man. Who is this man?
这个是一个大伯人。
This is.A male.
当时咧，拿水的工作是妇人人的工作。
But before the work of a person carrying the jar of water is the work of a woman.
因咧用一个皮袋，佮是用一个盘去堆水。
They could use a jar or a wine skin to carry water.
因去到井遐去拿水。
And they will go get water from the well.
因拿了水咧，这盆水就放伫头壳顶。
And they would carry the jar of water on their head.
你伫城内会看到真侪富人人举着头壳顶顶着一盆水。
And when you go into the city, you will see a lot of women carrying jars on their carrying jars of water on their head.
但是主耶稣讲，你入城就看到一个大伯人。
But Jesus said, when you go to the city, you will see a man doing that.
有可能一个大伯人去拿水无
？Is it possible for a man to go and get water？
是有可能的。
It is also possible。
耶稣迄一日，伊的牵手病啦。
Because if that day his wife is sick，
伊就要去取水。
Then he must go and get water。
但是大伯人拿水，伊绝对袂将迄盆水放伫头壳顶的。
But a man will never put the jar of water on his head。
因为大伯人的头是上帝的荣耀。
Because the head of the man is the glory of God.
伊会抱掉揢着一盆水。
But he will carry the jar of water in his hands.
所以主耶稣讲，你会看到一个大伯人揢着一盆水。
And so Jesus said, you will see a man carrying jar of water.
你就跟伊行。
Then you should follow him.
伊入到一间厝，你就入去。
And go where he.That, go into the house where he enters.
你就看到一个房间为咱备办好势。
And then you will see a room there that has been prepared for us.
咱感谢上帝。
And we praise the Lord.
在上帝的山顶，伊有备办。
God has prepared in His mountain.
主耶稣基督也为咱备办呢。
And Jesus Christ has also prepared for us.
伊唔止为咱备办了，成了救恩。
He not only prepared salvation for us,
每一项伊拢为咱备办。
But he had prepared everything for us.
伊为咱备办了，服侍咱的兄弟姊妹来筹办这个夏令会。
And he had prepared our brothers and sisters to prepare this conference.
伊也为咱备办了这个主题系列的心。
And he had also prepared this theme, hearts on fire for us.
伊也备办了这个所在，让咱来用。
He had also prepared this place for us to use.
感谢上帝也备办菲比姊来为咱翻译。
And he has also prepared someone to be the speaker.
感谢上帝。
And so we thank the Lord.
当咱看到上帝的陪伴。
As we see how the Lord has prepared things for us.
咱带着感恩的心来领受。
And so our hearts dwell well up with thanksgiving.
所以这方面呢，咱看以弗所书。
So as we look at the book of Ephesians.
这方面呢，咱也唔通忘记圣周。
At the same time, we should not forget the Holy Week.
So今日向咧，咱备办心来领受圣餐。
So today we're also tonight we also need to prepare our hearts to partake of the communion.
明仔早起，咱特别要纪念主耶稣为咱上十字架受难受死。
And tomorrow we would meditate on the Lord going up to the cross and dying for us.
所以当咱倒转来以弗所书继续来思想。
So as we come back and meditate on Ephesians,
兄弟姊妹有真侪问题。
There had been a lot of questions asked.
感谢上帝。
And I thank the Lord.
因为你有注意听。
Because you have been listening carefully.
但是你真侪的问题哦，保罗早就知影了。
But in a lot of questions that you are asking.Paul knew ahead of time.
So, 以弗所书无停伫头一章。
So the book of Ephesians did not end in chapter 1.
真侪的问题咧，伫第二章、第三章、第四章，甲你解答啦。
And so, you see a lot. We will find the answers in chapter 2, 3, and 4.
啊，这个正面哦，你有思想诶。
Now this shows that you have been thinking.
但是上帝早就有备办了。
But God has prepared ahead of you.
但是当咱讲主耶稣已经担当所有的人的罪。
When we say that Jesus has shouldered the sins of every person,
主耶稣会保费洗净所有的罪。
And the blood of Jesus cleanses all kinds of sins.
天父上帝啊，因耶稣。赦免了所有的人。
And in Jesus, the Heavenly Father have forgiven all sins.
啊，马上就有人提出一个问题。
And so somebody asked the question.
啊，你是不是所有的人得救呢？
Does it mean then that everyone is saved?
当然不是。
Of course not.
这个救恩是为所有的人备办好的。
Now salvation has been prepared for everyone.
但是固执相信的咧，无要相信主耶稣的名的，伊就受上帝的大羞耻。
But those who refuse to believe in the name of Jesus, they will bear the wrath of God.
这个记载在约翰福音第三章三十六节。
Now this is recorded in John chapter 3 verse 36.
所以无信主耶稣的。伊就落地嘅受永远嘅刑罚。
So those who will not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ will go to hell and receive eternal punishment.
但是伊落地嘅原因呢，唔是伊杀人放火。
But the reason why he go to hell is not because he kill.
因为主耶稣已经担当了伊嘅罪。
Because Jesus has already shouldered his sins.
最尾只有一项不信的罪。
But in the end, he had this sin of unbelieving.
当咱信了主耶稣基督。
After we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
当咱伫主耶稣基督来。
When we are in Christ.
我相信兄弟姊妹会经过一段时间的挣扎。
I believe we would all go through a period of struggle.
亲像头先。咱读希伯来书第十二章。
Just like when we read Hebrews chapter 12.
当咱看第一节到第三节。
Verses 1 to 3.
你唔通误会哦。
Don't be mistaken.
所有的圣经啊，拢是一致的。
That everything in the Bible is the same.
要将主耶稣基督的救恩甲咱讲清楚。
The Bible tells us clearly concerning the salvation.
伊绝对袂彼此矛盾的。
They will not be in conflict.
当咱伫主耶稣基督来。
As we are in Christ.
咱明白咱蒙恩得救啦。
That we know and understand that we are saved.
你知影你得到子儿的名分。
And you have received the gift of sonship.
你知影你的罪得到赦免了。
And you know that your sins have been forgiven.
然后你知影你有美好的盼望。
And you know that you have this great hope of being able to receive God's inheritance.
是不是你就毕业了咧？一百分了。
Is it that you need to graduate and get 100%?
我相信你真正清楚的知影。
And I know you know deep down clearly.
当咱继续行人生这条路的时咧
，As we journey on in life.
有种种的问题和困难。
We will face a lot of difficulties and problems.
所以就进入第二章的时咧。
So as we enter into chapter 2 of Ephesians,
其实保罗真正清楚的跟咱讲。
Paul, the apostle Paul, clearly tells us.
你看第二章的第一节。
Let's look at verse 1 of chapter 2.
伊讲，恁死在过犯罪恶之中。
You were dead in your transgressions and sins.
中文圣经啊，下面阁有一句话讲，伊叫恁活过来。
In the Chinese translation, there is a small phrase written in a small letters that says that you have been brought back to life.
然后你看这句话的边头啊，有一点一点一点，你若是看中文圣经的，请你注意。
And in the Chinese Bible, after this phrase, they have this dots.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就是原文哦，无这句话。
It means that this phrase is not in the original text.
所以其实保罗真正直接的讲这句话呢。
So actually, Paul just said a very direct statement.
恁死在过犯罪恶之中。
That you were dead in your transgressions and sins.
当你伫主耶稣基督来。
When you are in Christ.
你应该是活过来了的。
You are supposed to come back to life. Because you have received the resurrected life. And there is a very clear distinction between coming back to life and the life in the past. But a lot of Christians do not understand this.
伊的过去咧，阿未死个了。
His past have not completely died.
伊的即阵咧，无完全活过来。
And his present is not fully alive.
伊亲像哦，半死未活。
It seems like he's half dead and not completely alive.
佮是半活未死。
Or like half alive and not completely dead.
咱的过去啊，都要让伊死。
We should let our past die completely.
你唔通过去啊，搁即阵活掉。
You should not allow your past to continue to live today.
你即阵咧，你都要完全活起来。
Today, you must be completely alive. Be completely alive.
啊，你唔通半活咧。
You should not be only be half alive.
所以在第二章咧，有几落个字啊，一再出现咧。
So in chapter 2 there are some words that keep repeating.
我甲你讲过吼，第一章伫耶稣基督来。
In chapter 1 we see the word that keep repeating is in Christ Jesus.
差不多逐节你找到一句。
And we can see this statement almost in every verse in chapter 1.
然后咱也讲过了拣选甲。
Then we also see the word chosen and predestined.
感谢上帝，有人咧已经将以弗所书读过五十遍咧。
I thank the Lord. Someone has already read through the book of Ephesians for 50 times.
当你读真侪遍的时，你有发觉第二章有一寡字一再出现无？
And when you keep reading, you will find out that there are some words in chapter 2 that has been repeated.
第二章第二节。
Chapter 2, verse 2.
彼时
At the time,
保罗跟咱讲哦，顶摆的代志。
Paul said the things concerning the past.
所以有真侪字讲到当时、彼时、从前、过去。
And it talks a lot about what happened in the past, those things that were before, the then.
然后比较即阵当今,
and compared with today, present.
啊, 你将所有的这个字给圈出来,
and you can encircle all these words.
过去的咱哦, 是死在罪恶计划之中,
the I before were dead in sin.
但是你明白, 那个死在罪恶之中的情形吗?
But do you fully understand what it meant when you were dead in sin?
在这里, 中文圣经翻译得很精准,
The Chinese Bible have a very good translation of this.
它说是死在罪恶计划之中,
that we are dead in sin and our transgressions.
两项事,
two things.
在希腊文用了两个字,
and it uses two words in the Greek language.
一个是计划,
the first one is trespass,
然后罪恶,
and then sin.
这个观念哦, 咱就要清楚,
and we need to understand this concept.
当咱中文说罪的时,
in the Chinese language, when we say sin or trespass,
有四个非造成,
and there are four negative things that comprise this sin. Our eyes have sinned. Who can say that my eyes have never seen things that I should not see? You know, during examination time, your neck needs to be long. You know you shouldn't look, but it's when you see that nobody is looking that you should look. And our ears have listened into words that we should not listen in. Listen.
说说说就是不要让你听,
when people speak softly and they do not want you to hear, then you would like to you know, to listen.
然后听到没清没错,
and even though you have not heard clearly, you start to speak.
然后我们的手不动的不应该动的吗?
And have our hands ever done something that we should not have done?
我看没一个人一直承认说,
and I believe none of us can say I have never sinned. How about our hearts? Heart.
中文说你一想啊，想入就飞飞，走出两个飞出来。
He said when you think something in, two wrong things will come out.
所以这个是罪，种种的罪恶啊。
So these are different kinds of sin.
但是希腊人对这个计划哦，
but what is the understanding of the Greek on trans and the word trespass?
是一个运动的名词啊，运动的俗语。
It is a term that is used in sports.
你射箭，当然就要射到目标。
Okay, when you do archery, you will have to shoot at the red mark.
Bullseye.
If you did not
hit the target, 希腊人就说,
then the Greek will say that's hamartia, that is sin.
欸, 这个趣味哦,
this is very interesting.
咱中国人的观念呢?
For the Chinese,
有一个王叫做齐景公来问孔子。
There was a king by the name of Qi Jing Gong, and he asked Confucius,
要怎样治理国家?